reconciliation of the world, this is the gospel, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19. In his book, Paul's Gospel, William R. Newell, who was professor of Moody Bible Institute, provides a wonderful explanation of the true reconciliation provided by God. The failure or refusal to discern the Pauline Gospel as a separate and new revelation and not a development from Judaism accounts for two-thirds of the confusion in many people's minds today as regards just what the gospel is. Paul's gospel will suffer no admixture with works on the one hand, or religious pretensions and performances on the other. It is as simple and clear as the sunlight from heaven. The end of man is where God begins in Romans 3, at what might be called the opening of the Pauline revelation. Most unsaved people today believe in their hearts that the reason they are not saved is because of something they've not yet done, some step that remains for them to take before God will accept them. But this is absolutely untrue. When Christ said, "It is finished," he meant that he had, then and there, paid the debt for the whole human race. He gave himself a ransom for all, as we're told in 1 Timothy 2, verse 6. Now, Paul, in his wonderful revelation, declares that God hath reconciled the world to himself, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, 2 Corinthians 5:19. Men don't know this, but they conceive that something stands between them and God before God will accept or forgive them. If you tell a man that God is demanding no good works of him whatsoever, no religious observance or church ordinances, that God is not asking him to undertake any duties at all, but that God invites him to believe a glad message that his sins have already been dealt with at the cross, and that God expects him to believe it, if you tell an unsaved man such a story as this, he is astonished and overwhelmed. Yet this is the gospel.